Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we're going to take a look at building contextual conversations with the Microsoft Link 2010 API. So what does a conversation without context look like? Let's say I'm working in my FabricCamp CRM application and I have a question about something. I load up the particular account, I know who the account manager is, and I bring up my Link client and I start a call to them. The account manager picks up the call, say, hey, what can I help you with? Say, I'm working in the CRM application. Can you open it so you can pull up one of the accounts? I have a question about their sales. So they open the CRM application. All right, which account? Tell them the Brightwork account. So what about the Brightwork account do you need help with? Well, I need you to look up or have a question about the Q2 sales. So the fact that I had a question about the CRM application, about the Brightwork account, and about Q2 sales. Together, those things are the context that we that was part of the conversation. So that really was an inefficient encounter. How about, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you can start a conversation and have all that stuff embedded right into it? So what does a conversation look like when context is embedded right into it? So I'm working in my CRM application, and I see the account manager for a particular contact. I can launch a call with the account manager and embed the context right into the application so they know I'm calling about the CRM application and about the Brightwork account. So there's two ways of embedding context into conversations. Let's first take a look at simple context, and next we'll look at rich context. Simple context is used to embed a simple link into a conversation. This is inherently not trusted by the link server infrastructure, and the conversation recipient will see a warning message about this. In this case, we can just define an instance of conversation contextual info in XAML or in CodeBehind and attach it to the control which I used to start the conversation from. So in this case, it's attached to the start instant messaging control or the start audio call control. And when they receive the call, they have a link embedded right into the conversation. So you can see this link here highlighted, msdn.microsoft.uc/uc. And you'll see a warning message here. If the link below looks suspicious, don't click it. This is pretty simple to do. You create an instance of conversation contextual info, set the contextual link property. You can apply this to any of the link controls or even programmatically. The problem with this really, it's very simplistic, and you see this warning message, not really something you want to see when you receive a conversation. You don't know if you're supposed to open this link or not. So instead of working with simple context, we also have the option of using rich context. This allows us to do things like launch applications directly from a link conversation, or even host Silverlight applications in the link conversation window. In this case, we need to deploy these contextual application packages to the registry so that the link server infrastructure is aware of them at runtime. There's a couple of ways to do this, and we'll look at it in more detail later. You can deploy these to the registry or do some registration at runtime so that the link server infrastructure is aware of this contextual application. The contextual application package needs to be deployed on both the sender and receiver side. So when I attach some conversation contextual info to a control that's used to start a conversation, we'll check the registration pool, see if that contextual application package is registered. And if it is, we can start a contextual conversation with the recipient. And of course, as I mentioned, the package needs to be installed on both sides. So if it's not available on the recipient side, they'll get a notification in the link conversation window that they received a conversation invitation that includes context, but that the context is missing or not available on their PC. So when I receive this conversation, the toast window comes up. You can see there's some customized text here saying I'm calling about the Separate Parts Corporation. And when the conversation window comes up, we're embedding a simple Silverlight application directly into the conversation window. Here, this shows the recent orders for Separate Parts Corporation. There's also some text inside the conversation window that says, this is a FabricCamp CRM contextual conversation. Click here to open the context in the conversation. So if the information in the Silverlight application is not enough, I can click that link and open the full CRM application. And because I'm passing the context in, I can load the account in question and load the orders directly so that I don't need to make the conversation recipient open the CRM application, find the account. All that stuff can be taken care of automatically by embedding the context into the conversation. So how do we do this? To the control which we use to start the conversation, we're attaching an instance of conversation contextual info with some more parameters specified. In this case, the application ID and application data, most importantly, of the contextual application package. So the application ID refers to which specific contextual application we'd like to launch. The application data is the data that we're passing as part of the context of the application or of the conversation. In this case, it happens to be the account ID that should open in the application. And the subject refers to that customized text that you see in the toast when the incoming conversation appears on the recipient side. So you can apply this context to any of the controls, or even when you start a conversation using automation, as long as you include the appropriate contextual information, such as the ID, the data, and the subject, you can start these contextual conversations using the link controls or using the link API. Of course, you have to register the contextual application package that's used by this, and we'll talk about the different ways that you can do that in. The context that eventually comes into the conversation includes the text that we see in the toast, the ability to launch that contextual application directly from the conversation window, that Silverlight application in the conversation window extension, and the data, which is the glue for what account do we load so we can show the orders for that particular account. So we alluded several times to package registration. Let's take a look at how this is implemented. In order for your contextual application to be trusted by the link server infrastructure, you need to register it to build this trust relationship. There's a couple of ways to do this. There's install registration, where you deploy the components to the registry. So you can do this with a .reg file or even just some code that writes to the registry. Runtime registration is used on top of install registration, where you can create context that can be used when the application is already running. We saw the example where the person didn't have the Fabricam CRM application running, but what if they already did? Runtime registration lets us pass context to an already running application, but then also add some other attributes and override any of the values that we have set up that we did as part of install registration. For example, we'll take a look at launching Silverlight applications or loading Silverlight applications in the link conversation window, and how to, and you can use runtime registration to set the properties of that application. What does install registration look like for an application where we're launching, or for a contextual application where we're launching an application? We're going to create a new GUID for this contextual application, and it will be deployed to the registry at this location. We have to specify a few parameters. What's the name of the application? You saw that in the conversation window. It was Fabricam CRM. The path that the application is available at. So when the user clicks that link, what application is it going to open? Give the full path to that. The parameters which you'll pass to the application. So I think there's a limit here of about 12K. This is really only used to pass the data that you can open the application with. So an account ID or query string value, etc. For applications that are going to load Silverlight applications, or for contextual conversations which will load Silverlight applications in the conversation window, there's some extra parameters that you have to set. You can set an internal and external URL, so internally accessible, externally accessible URLs to your application. And here, simply, you're going to provide the URL to this to a page that's hosting your Silverlight application. One important thing to note is that this URL needs to be in the trusted sites collection for the user. You can specify the extensibility window size, small, medium, or large, depending on how much space your application needs, and whether or not this is the default context package. Default context package is a notion where if a conversation comes in without context, the recipient should always load this contextual application package. This is really useful, let's say, in a call center scenario where a customer service agent is working at their desk. We know that every call they're going to get has to do with a customer account. So the call comes in, we do a reverse lookup on the phone number, and then load a Silverlight application with the CRM data for that particular customer. In that case, that contextual application is the default context package and will load for every incoming call. So we talked about using runtime registration. This is in case the application is already running and we need it to be able to react to contextual events. We'll use an instance of the application registration class, create this at the module level. And via the link client object, or the instance of the link client object, we'll call create application registration and pass in the application GUID and name. And then we'll just add the registration. This allows us to, in addition to what we did in install registration, let our contextual application handle context while it's already running. So previously you passed stuff in via the parameters collection or the command line arguments. In this case, the application is already running and it needs to be able to handle that context. So when creating an instance of conversation contextual info for a rich context conversation, when we're sending this, we're attaching the application ID, the GUID of the contextual application package, the application data, or really the contextual payload. You can pass a string here. As I said, it's 12K limit. You can use whatever syntax you want that your application can understand. For example, some delimitation of parameters or some sort of name value pair that you do in the string. And of course, the subject of the conversation that will show up in the incoming conversation toast. When the contextual conversation is received, you can launch it using the command line parameters or the parameters that were specified in application data. When the application is already running, you can handle the conversation added event or also the conversation contextual link clicked event, which you can use to extract the application data payload. In that case, the application is already running. You see what account the person was calling about, and you can access that from that event and load that directly if the user accepts the or if the user clicks the link to launch that. Let's see launch link context in action. So in this demo, we'll register the necessary contextual application packages and demonstrate how you can launch the contextual application directly from the link conversation window.
Let's take a look at an example of embedding launch link context into a link conversation. So in this example, when the user starts the Fabricam CRM application, they'll see a list of accounts, and when they select the account, they'll see the account manager for the account. They can start an IM or audio conversation with the account manager. What's different here is that when the account manager receives the call, there's a link embedded in the conversation that allows them to start the Fabricam CRM WPF application and navigate directly to that account. So how do we enable that? The first thing we need to do is deploy this contextual conversation package into the registry so that the link server infrastructure is aware of it. So in this case, we'll use install registration, which involves creating a .reg file to deploy these components into the registry. This GUID here represents a unique application ID for this application. This is the name of our application, and you'll see where this shows up in the link conversation. And this is the path where the application will run from. In this example, I have two users logged into the same server in different remote desktop sessions, so we're running the application from the single location. But obviously, this isn't how it would be done in practice. This path would be somewhere in program files, for example, where the application is installed to. One thing to point out is we need to escape the backslash character to get this string into the registry, so we'll just use the two consecutive backslashes to do that. And finally here, for parameters, we'll pass in here this app data to allow us to provide command line arguments to the CRM application so that we can open it and navigate directly to an account. So in order to deploy these components, I'm going to run this .reg file, and it's added to my registry. But I also need to run it in my secondary lab users session, so I'll switch over here to another remote desktop session where Sean Chai is logged in, and I'll run the registry file as well. So now that we've deployed the contextual conversation components, let's implement the logic to embed the context in the conversation. The first thing we'll do is define the context that we'll attach to the link controls that we'll use to start the conversation. So we'll create an instance of conversation contextual info, set the subject property to the selected account's name. So when the account manager receives an incoming call, this text here will appear in the toast window as the subject of the call. And we'll set the application ID to the unique GUID for this application. We specified that in our .reg file, and I'm also storing it in app.config and retrieving it from there. And then we'll also pass this application data, and you can really control however you want to pass it. Here I'm choosing to pass the variable name with a colon and the value. And my application knows that when it runs with a command line argument, it knows to parse it or look for a parameter in this syntax and parse it and extract the value. So now that we've created the contextual information, let's attach it to the link controls. And this is as simple as setting the contextual information property of the start IM and start audio link controls. So if somebody starts an IM or audio conversation, the context will be attached to it. So when the application starts, let's check if there are any command line parameters. So we have something implemented here in our app.xaml that checks for command line arguments. In this case, if we provided an account ID parameter, we'll load the selected account. So that's as simple as setting it in the list box of accounts, and then if it's out of view in the scroll area, we'll just scroll to it so the user can see it. So we've covered the case where the account manager receives a conversation, but the CRM application might not be running at the time. Well, what if the account manager happens to be running the CRM application when they receive another conversation invite? So we can handle this case using a concept called runtime registration. So to do this, let me create a supporting object called application registration. And let's go ahead and set this. So as my application starts the first time, we'll set the value of this application registration to the return value of create application registration. We'll call this on our link client, and we'll specify the GUID and the name of the application. And then we'll just add the registration. So if the user is running the application and they receive a contextual conversation request, this runtime registration will know how to process that context. So let's see this in action. I'll start the CRM application. And let me pick the General Industries account. And you can see that Sean Chai here is my secondary lab user. He happens to be the account manager for General Industries. I'll start an IM with Sean. Hi, Sean. Let me switch over to Sean's desktop. See that Sean has a conversation invite, which includes some other text. It says this is a Fabricam CRM contextual conversation, and this is the text that we specified when we were creating the registration for this contextual package. It says click here to open the context used in this conversation. So clicking here should open the Fabricam CRM application. So you notice that the application launched and also scrolled down and selected General Industries. So Sean didn't happen to be running this application at the time. So when they accepted the contextual conversation request, the application launched, it processed the context that was embedded, and then navigated to this particular account and loaded its details. So Sean can now browse the orders. The two people in the conversation are on the same page now, and they saved some precious time establishing the context of the conversation. So Sean is running the application. Let's fast forward a couple hours, for example, and let me close both conversation windows, actually. So I'm working again in this, and maybe a couple hours later I have a question about paint supply, which Sean also happens to be in my demo application the account manager for. So I can say, I have a quick question for you. Let me switch over again to Sean's desktop. You see she received this invite. I'll click this, and you notice since my application was running, it knew to process the embedded context using runtime registration, and it navigated to Paint Supply, the Paint Supply account, when Sean accepted the contextual conversation request.
In this module, we learned about the contextual conversation functionality available in the Link 2010 API. Particularly using launch context to launch conversations directly from the link conversation window.